we're looking at Russian troops and strikes intensifying. Did you hear anything from Vladimir Putin that indicated he is willing to make a single concession?
Well, I think there are a couple. There were not enough for Ukraine. If not, we would be announcing a peace deal this morning, right? But certainly there are some things we noticed changes. There are some changes that I think are possible. I think there's some concepts that were discussed that could potentially lead to something. But again, all these things have to be verifiable. It isn't real until it's real. I mean, one thing is what you say you might be willing to consider. Another thing is your willingness to do it. And it always becomes a trade-off in all of this. But you talk about the intensifying strikes on the Russian side. Yeah, I mean, they're a full-time war machine. I mean, that's what's happening. The Russian economy has basically been turned into a full-time wartime economy. They have a lot of people. It's a big country. It's not just large geographically. It has huge populations. It continues to churn through people. You know, they lost 20,000 Russian soldiers were killed last month in July in this war. That just tells you the price they're willing to pay. I'm not saying any of this is admirable. I'm saying that this is the reality of the war that we're facing. It's become attrition in some ways. It's a meat grinder, and they just have more meat to grind.